Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the impossible question.
Philly's B101.
Only one member of the Kathy Romano Show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it? We have Jessica on the line for $505. Jessica, what do you think it is?
Hi, I think it's Kathy and she has her own show.
You think it's Kathy and she has her own show. Is there anybody else with her on that show?
Yes.
An unnamed co-host, right?
Unnamed co-host. Oh, they're listening on the radio. You got to turn down that radio.
Thank you, Jessica. Oh. Not the correct answer, though. I do have my own show, and I do have an unnamed co-host. But
wow.
What?
Wow.
Oh, you do? I'm sorry.
Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bobby.
Yeah, let me just keep hitting
Bobby
the buzzer. Over and over and over again.
Obviously. Keep the guesses coming. 888-333-B101. We've got $505. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it?
Am I on the show too, I think?
No, you're not.
Oh, okay.
Sit down.
I'll be over here.
We've got $505. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it? Let's go to Carolyn. Good morning, Carolyn.
Good morning.
Who and what is it?
It's Laura. Uh-huh. And her family had hand, mouth, and feet syndrome.
Hand, mouth, and feet syndrome.
Yeah, they don't have any of them.
Ooh. Yes.
No.
We did have hand, foot, and mouth.
Yeah.
I just checked. I also have hand and mouth and a foot. Yeah. I have that syndrome.
You have that syndrome?
I think, Kathy, you do too. I checked with Brett too. He does. He has those things.
Hands, the mouth, and feet. Carolyn, sorry, not the correct answer.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
Keep trying.
All right.
Thanks for having fun with us, Carolyn. Thank you. I love it.
Sure. No problem.
Bobby, was cute. You just can't help yourself.
No, he can't. Let's go to Abby next. Abby, who and what is it?
Hi, I think it's Kathy and that she won an Emmy.
Ooh. Oh, thank you, Abby. You're listening to the show, obviously, because you know.
So, Abby, I just want to throw this out there. The other guess was that Brett won an Emmy. So now you're taking this and think that Kathy won an Emmy. What about Laura and I, huh? You just don't think we're Emmy worthy? Is that what this is?
No, you guys won Oscars.
Abby, we love you because you think we're great. But unfortunately, that's not the correct answer.
That is Bobby.
I love it.
Have a great day. All right, last guest for this round is Nicole. Good morning, Nicole. Who and what is it?
Good morning. I have my son Lucas here. Is it okay if he gives our answer?
Of course. How old is he?
Okay. He's 11.
11. Okay, Lucas, what is it?
Okay.
So what is it?
Come on, Lucas. What do you think?
My guess is that Kathy had jury duty.
Ooh.
Kathy had jury duty.
I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah.
And I'm probably the only person to ever say this. So I've never been to jury duty. I was called a couple of times, but then you know how they call you the night before and they say, no, I want to sit on a jury.
But you never have.
I've never had.
Wow.
I know. Sorry, Nicole, not the correct answer. And Lucas.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
Yeah. Have a great. Are you going to work with mom? Is that what you're doing today? Are you going to school?
No, I'm going to school.
You're going to school. All right.
Okay. Bye.
Got it. Have a good day.
He was like, "See, I'm done with you guys. I gotta go."
Yeah, I didn't get it. I'll be back at 9:10.
You just keep talking. I have to go. I have to go to school. I kind of want to sit on a jury, and I probably will regret saying that when I get called, and now I'm like on a jury that lasts a month long or something like that. But like, I've never even. I don't know. Like. I want to make a decision.
No, you don't want to do it. You don't want to do it. I actually got kicked out of the jury room during jury selection.
What?
Because they said, does anyone here that came in here looked at my client and thought, oh, well, that person's guilty? And I went,
My hand went up.
And they were like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And they grabbed me. They go, juror 37, why did you say that? I'm like, well, he's in an orange jumpsuit in cuffs and you have chains all over him. I'm thinking, what did this guy do? And they were like, jury number 37, you are excused. I'm like, all right.
But you were being truthful.
I was being truthful because the moment he walked in, I went, whoa, what did he do? He's like, they're having like
shackles.
He's shackled as he came into the room. I was like, this guy did something wrong. And they were like, well, did anybody think that? I was like, well, of course. All of us thought it. I think I said that out loud. And the judge was like, can everyone forget the comment that man just made?
Like, get him out of here. Don't ever call him again.
I'm like, yep. This is what the co-hosts I work with say all the time. Can everyone forget that comment that man just made?
Yes. Kind of.
Yes.
All right. We're going to do this again at 9:10. Think about your answer. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. And then call us at 9:10.
Just a reminder, Laura and I won an Oscar.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
We've got $505 for the impossible question this morning. One member of the morning show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it? Good morning, Chrissy.
Morning.
What do you think it is?
I think that you had a hit and run.
I'm sorry. What? Me?
Kathy had a hit and run.
And I guess eventually I came forward and turned myself in?
Or somebody did it to you, and you were like,
oh. I was like, what does she mean?
I know. Wow. I was going to say, if Kathy admits this, I'm looking up the statute of limitations. Is she going to be in trouble? Is she going to be at work tomorrow, or are the police going to be here?
It's going to be the Bobby Romano show tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Chrissy, yeah. I have never hit and run on someone, fortunately.
But Chrissy,
for
that is a great guess, knowing Kathy. That really is a good one.
But the other way around, hit and run also, I don't think I've ever been involved in a hit and run where somebody hit me and took off either. But Chrissy, thank you for the laugh and the guess.
Thanks, guys.
All right, keep trying. Wow.
Hey, they know you. They're getting to know you here on the B101 audience. The B101 audience is getting to know Kathy Romano.
Stop it right now. 888-333-B101. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it? And I don't think anybody has hit something and ran. I hope. We've got $505 for the impossible question. One member of the morning show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it? Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning.
Who and what is it?
I say it's you, Kathy, and that you met George Clooney.
Oh.
Ooh, George Clooney. Was it at the Emmys?
Yeah.
She was going to be honored at the Emmys, for this one. And George showed up. Is this true, Kathy?
So, Teresa, some of my highlights in my career, I met John Travolta and I met Richard Gere. Loved both of them. They were both wonderful. I would absolutely love to meet George Clooney, but I have not yet.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, Teresa. Thank you for trying.
That's okay. I'll try again. Yes. Bye-bye.
Let's go to Katie. Hi, Katie.
Hi. How are you?
Good. So who and what is it?
I think it is Laura, and I think that she skipped a grade.
Ooh.
Because of being smart or because of not? She had to go back.
Not what skipped me.
Definitely being smart.
Oh, yeah, going forward.
All right, Smarty Pants.
National
skip
Honor
a grade?
Society, did you skip a grade?
No, I did not, Katie. Wow. But thank you.
Oh, okay.
All right, let's go to our last guest of the morning for $505. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it? Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Kathy. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right.
All right. So what do you think? Who and what is it?
I'm going to say maybe you have been asked out by a celebrity.
Oh, that's a good guess.
I'm not sure which celebrity. It could have been anybody.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well,
maybe like Travis Kelce, but you said no. And so he had to settle for Taylor Swift.
Oh, wow. Dave.
Dave, that's
like
exactly
that.
What happened.
I know. I knew it.
Knew it.
You knew it.
Knew it.
I know. I turned that guy down and he settled.
Nice.
I don't know if this will last for them. You know, having to settle. Dave, I actually have been asked out by a celebrity before. What I do for a living, I've met a lot of famous people, and in my single
That's
days,
what I figured.
I was asked out a few times by a celebrity. Oh, so
good guess, I like that, Dave.
Carter Osterhaus. Osterhaus. He was you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah. Yeah, the home guy.
Yes.
Oh, Trading Spaces.
Trading Spaces.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Okay, now I know who you're talking about.
I was on the set. I was in radio working on the set, and he asked me out. And unfortunately, I said no because I wasn't single.
Oh, he's cute.
He was cute, right? I know. Yeah.
Anyway, just want you to know this is incorrect, though. Even though she was, just bringing us back to reality here as we're talking about how
cute
he is.
That's why you didn't get asked out by a celebrity, Bobby.
I know,
Delaware. Or maybe you did. Maybe it was like Tyler Perry as Madea.
Well, Dave, that part's correct, but the other part is incorrect. There you go.
Laura, have you ever been asked out by a celebrity?
Thanks, Dave.
By a celebrity?
No.
Not yet.
Not yet. It's coming.
Yep. Coming. Sorry, Jay.
All right, Dave, thanks.
All right, guys, have a good one.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.